bust it.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Press. Horan. Lovely ball. Morgan. Fabulous goal. Alex Morgan on her 30th birthday.
Yeah, you know, I think tonight I expected Alex to grab a goal, but I'm not that happy with that celebration. You can celebrate however you want, but that for me is a bit distasteful. And I don't think she needs to do that. She can celebrate however she wants. And I'm a big believer in the Americans and how they celebrate. But for me, this was a little bit disrespectful.
It is her 30th birthday, to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, maybe that's why she celebrated like that. But for me, I think I could be wrong, but it's based upon playing against England, and we love our tea in England. I'm not a tea drinker, but, you know, that's what we're connected with. So I'm a little bit, I think it's a little bit distasteful.
Whatever. Oh, my God. She pretended like she was drinking tea, and everybody's up in arms. You know what your newspaper called her? Too arrogant. You know what? Take some of this.
Which newspaper?
In England. They wrote
the
story.
English, yeah.
Yeah, they wrote a story
even
in
the
England.
French.
Are these American stars too arrogant?
So that was an English news. I saw the headline. So that's a.
It was an English.
They said even France is backing.
Well, that was
England.
A quote from the coach.
Oh, okay.
Phil Neville was like, "Yeah, I think even in this one, remember the French are going to back us."
Oh my God, I hate hearing Phil Neville's name because the Astros drafted him when they could have had.
A different guy.
Yeah, that was a different one.
Is he the same? Phil Neville
that's,
was an
Nevin.
Astros third. Oh, okay.
But that's right. Was the game winner, 2-1, the U.S. in the final.
Yeah.
You know what? I like playing that little game where I pretend like a Phil Nevin. But one thing I've always been so.
Phil Nevin, the Astros manager?
That's what we were told by one of our former colleagues.
Barry Warner came on right before the announcement and said, it's going to be Phil Nevin on this show.
You mean when it was AJ?
When it was, no. Wait, no, AJ.
Well, on what show?
On my show, he called up and said, Barry's got a scoop, okay.
But manager...
It was me and Sean then? Who was it? Which Sean? Was it Pendergast?
I think it was... Yeah, wasn't it Salisbury?
Was the manager going to be...
Who?
It was going to be AJ Hitch, yes, but he called, I think it was Salisbury. SB Nation.
Maybe, yeah. We were over there, and Barry calls in and says, it's Phil Nevin, not... 2 minutes later, the announcement came. It's AJ Hinch.
I just played a little game called Phil Neville, because Phil Neville is so British. His hair, everything about the way he dressed. And I realized there's going to be people out there. To this day, I still always in the back of my mind, I've done that so often where I'm always shocked at how people, it doesn't come through. Where like people just aren't quick enough where they think, Lance thinks Phil Nevin from the Astros is the English women's soccer coach. How stupid. It's a different sport completely. I can't. It's you idiots on the brisket's Twitter.
Oh, my God.
The same people. Dummies.
Go back to the brisket.
Dummies.
So let me ask you a question, though. I wish I'd had my camera and videotaped it. The rejoiner, Mary and Dell were in there dancing together.
I was not dancing.
And Dell was spinning her around.
I don't need the lies because...
No, it was...
That's a lie.
I wish I had my camera.
First off, it's
what
a lie.
What was the music?
What was the song?
I didn't hear it.
I don't know. Some
Mary,
song from
what
the
was
90s
that?
That she decided to play.
Was it Blues Traveler?
No.
Was it Blues Traveler?
No, we gave away those tickets yesterday. No, it wasn't Blues Traveler.
Was it Spin Doctors?
No, it was I guess a hip hop song. I don't know.
What was it, Mary?
Excuse me. Was it Hip Hop Hooray?
No, it was Bust the Move.
Oh, it's Young MC.
Bust the Move.
I was getting the audio.
You and Mary were busting a move.
First of all, once again, lies. I was getting the audio ready for the Alex Morgan thing. She decided to dance, and I was like, This is weird.
I'm going to be honest with you.
This is weird. I'm going to walk away.
No. I saw you come up from behind her.
Don't. And,
this
and intern, don't play that game.
All the fellas and then he's spinning her around. Is Why that what's happening?
Yeah. No. It was.
Grabbed her hand and started
John.
Spinning
this
her.
This is what he does.
It was, oh my gosh.
This is what he does.
It was like, wow, this is awkward. I'm going to walk over here. That's what it was.
Mary, don't listen to him. You know what she is? She's NYU. And you know what that means? She doesn't care what you think. She's living her best life.
I'm not criticizing her. I'm just saying she's she knows she's an awkward dancer.
No. What?
Is this the first time she's hearing this?
No, it's not.
That's horrible. She's a wonderful dancer.
She's right next to you.
I've said this to her in private. Yeah. I said she's an awkward dancer. She knows.
No, she doesn't. She thinks she's a wonderful dancer, like Elaine.
Now I'm awkward.
She said, no, I'm an awkward dancer. She knows. Oh. I'm probably not the first person to say it.
Oh, man.
Not the Elaine man, thumbs.
We're not dance the shaming. Elaine thumbs. We're dance shaming in 2019.
I'm not shaming her. I'm just alerting her to a fact.
Okay, so did y'all watch any of the lead up to the World Cup? So I watched the Women's World Cup. I enjoyed the match. I enjoy watching World Cup, period. Women's World Cup, Men's World Cup, I really enjoy it, period, because it's so... I love watching soccer because it's just the spatial relationship, their ability to, their vision. I just think it's incredible when it's done well. And I've just noticed that the U.S. team never looks like the other good teams. So the teams that I want to win, it's just like Michael Bradley can't even get it off his foot. Like he's so
I was watching,
terrible.
Watching the game, and I grew up watching the men's soccer team mostly because of availability. And I realized it's weird to watch soccer and know your team's the best in the world.
Women's team is good. Yeah. Like they I mean, really are
did
good.
Did you guys see the story about the Australian national team?
No.
What?
They lost to a boys 15 and under team 7-0
leading up to the World Cup or after, cuz they were in the World Cup.
Yeah.
That's a matchup you just never play that match.
No.
You never play that.
It can't go. There's no it's a no win.
No, it's a
if
no
win
just like the boys high school
if
team
you win, you were
that
supposed
was going
to
play the WNBA
and if you
team.
Don't, it's going to yeah, that's just something you don't want to play cuz even if you beat them, everyone's going to say you can't. There's nothing good that can happen
nothing.
From that.
Nothing.
Oh, well, you're supposed to beat a boys' team. Now, that's not happening with the women. I guarantee you they're not beating a women's team. A U.S. boys, whatever, 15 and under team is not beating the U.S. women's team. I don't think. Why is John's mouth going sideways?
I don't know.
Australia's had some success.
And this was just a club team. It wasn't the 15 and under national Australia team.
It was a
team.
Club team?
Yeah.
I mean, the Australia team is not awful. They make World Cups. The U.S. is at another level. It ain't going to be 7-0.
No.
They're not beating the U.S. team 7-0.
But I'll tell you, I'll bet you the boys, I mean, they're pretty good.
Not in this country. Clearly, because they're not beating anybody. Club team, you know, you might, I don't know. And I guess at the end of the day, somebody would say, what's it to, why would you be even making the comparison? Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Apples to apples. But I will say this, the women's team, even without Rapinoe playing, and that was all they could talk about. It was literally, she is this just in, she is not playing in every shot.
It was like Kevin Durant.
It was exactly like it. It was unbelievable. And now being in doing the TV stuff for the draft stuff, and John's done it for years. Well, he did it for years. You recognize when they get a chance to have a storyline. This is all producers are doing. In this segment, this is what we're doing. In this segment, this is what we're doing. In this segment, and there's like a weird excitement when something like this happens. And throughout the match, I'm thinking, golly, they just look just as dangerous offensively because they had a crap load of attacks yesterday.
Well, part of the arrogance comes from, at least that narrative, Allie Krieger, who got in late I think she was the left back or right back, I don't remember. She said, we could win. We have the best team in the world and the second best team in the world.
Wow.
And Kristen Press, who only reason she doesn't start is because Megan Rapinoe's on the field, is really, really good.
She scored.
And she scored.
So did she start for Rapinoe?
Yeah, she scored.
How come they didn't even mention after all the talk, like, what are they going to do? And Alexi Lawless, and I will say that would have, if had they lost, it would have been, Jill Reese would have faded major, major, major heat. But here, her replacement is the first to score. And by the way, she can run on the wing. I mean, she's talented. She's really, really talented. Who are they playing in the finals?
That'll get decided today. It's Sweden versus the Netherlands. Apparently, from Julie Foudy, she was on with Mike and Wingo earlier. Mm-hmm. Golik and Wingo. She said the Netherlands would provide a more entertaining match, but the U.S. has history with Sweden because The U.S. lost to Sweden in the Olympics, and also they played earlier in the tournament. Yeah. They're in the same group, but they lost in the Olympics, and Hope Solo called the Swedish players cowards. She said we played cowards today because they didn't play in an open style. Yeah. They played more conservative, and now they won, which is you win however you can in a quarterfinal. It's the earliest exit for the U.S. in a major tournament, I think, ever.
She's calling them cowards because
Hope Solo, remember? Because they wouldn't play. They just held the ball back.
Yeah, guess what? We've seen it in Final Four. We've seen it when the four corners in basketball years ago. They're trying to win by any means necessary.
Shot clock in soccer.
That would actually make soccer really good, Dale.
Yeah, I imagine the rest of the world would like, great idea, how about this? Dumb American.
24 second shot clock.
Turnover. And they have to stop play and set the ball down for a goal kick.
Well, we've already tried to Americanize soccer, and then they realize.
What did we try?
We're looking like a little of a joke. Remember when the MLS started, they had, like, instead of a penalty kick, they put the ball like 35 yards away, and there's like this run up where you had to like dribble and beat the goalie and score. Oh, yeah, you weren't watching. But as a kid, I remember that. Instead of penalty kicks, it'd be like if you were dribbling from half court on one-on-one, but it was with the ball, with the soccer ball.
That'd be stupid.
Well,
but
they tried it,
interesting in soccer, though, Dale.
Well, they did it in soccer, and it didn't play well.
Why would anyone do that?
Because you got to Americanize everything. That's why.
Yeah, because it'll be better. And you know what'll be better? A shot clock. No. Instead of just sitting out there passing. Oh, my God. If you go 24 seconds without shooting, the other team gets the ball.
Well, there's enough turnovers without that.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell us this. This is in 2017. FC Dallas under 15 boys squad beat the U.S. women's national team in a scrimmage.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have known.
Oh, see? Yeah.
That's surprising me.
All right. Why don't you talk about
it? I hope they don't take on any 15-year-old boy teams.
Did you watch it out on your patio because of your floors?
No, that's where I had to. That's where I was eating. I spent a ton of time on my patio because the floor correction guys were correcting the bad floors that the other guys did. But that's okay. And you know what? And here's the ironic thing. The guy who offered up his services for my floors, the initial one, was from the floor guy that the Texas Custom Patios use. And I thought, well, he's more expensive. Yeah, guess what else he is? Really, really good. And I should have gone with that guy because and I told Steven Schell this from Texas Custom Patios, you truly do get what you pay for. And when you go with Texas Custom Patios, here's something that they do. Not only are they very exact and precise when it comes to their renderings of the patios they're going to build for you, but they also give you one price. And if something goes wrong, they are responsible for it. If they have to make any corrections or changes, which they do from time to time, they're the ones who pay for it. They don't try to put it on you. This is a company not only that you can trust, but you are getting your money's worth with Texas Custom Patios. They're going to build you the very best structure, whether it's let's say you're doing a pool house that you want, or maybe you want to do a sunroom added onto the back of your home, or you want to get an outdoor living space like I have with or without a kitchen, with or without a fireplace. They can do all of these for you. Texas Custom Patios does the work that no one else can do in this entire state, and that's why they're award-winning and have been for years. Go to the website and go to either check on their process of how it works if you're curious, or even go to the blog or their before and after pictures and see for yourself what your home could look like. You may not see it, but I promise you they will. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yep. If one more label tried.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance and Dell and Mary here with you. Raheel joins us in about 40 minutes on ESPN 97.5.
This is the best morning of radio since you went off on the Astros back in the day. I needed that laugh. I don't know. It's probably the Drayton.
Yeah.
Astros.
Oh, and Timmy with the Timmy.
Yeah, here it is. This is true. FC Dallas under
Yeah. I got the story right here. Yeah. It is true.
That's surprising to me.
What else surprised you yesterday? Maybe, is this surprising or not? Ben Simmons, $170 million?
I guess you have to do it.
Okay, Lance, let me ask you this question. How many three-pointers do you think Ben Simmons has hit so far in his 2 years in the league?
Well,
can you give me a multiple choice?
Yes. Give him a choice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you multiple choice. Seven.
No, say A.
A, seven.
B.
B, zero.
Yeah, it's zero.
Zero.
Because my kids are on Ben Simmons' watch. They got super excited when he took a three-pointer. Dad, do you know that Ben Simmons took a three today? I'm like, nope, don't care. Next thing. Clean your room.
0-for-17 in his career. Mm-hmm. From three.
Can't shoot.
Now, is Ben Simmons a max player?
No.
Apparently, Ben Simmons, I don't know, the word was, if they didn't offer him the max, he was like, I'm out. When it's time for me to leave, I'm leaving. I don't know if you can just say that considering.
You could get a third rounder for him in a compensatory
pick. No, that's the NFL. Mm-mm. When you were terrible for so long, he's one of the assets you gain for being terrible. I don't know if you can just let him walk away.
Here's the thing. This is why NBA salaries are completely wrecked now, because you have to, you have to go max. If you're considered a core player, you have to go max now.
I guess he's 17 points a game, 9 rebounds, and almost 8 assists.
Excellent numbers.
Yeah.
Does he feel like, but if a max guy is your best player and a super max is an elite talent, number one, the Rockets have Chris Paul as a supermax. We know that's not a good contract. And eventually you find out that max dollar contracts, but maybe it's less about value. Maybe you don't. I'm starting to think this way, guys. With NBA salary cap, it's not about, it used to be, all right, Ben Simmons makes this much. Does this much make sense for Ben Simmons? Is he worth that? And I would say no, he's not a max dollar player based on the way that he impacts games. But then when you really think about it, I think GMs are just looking at, is this team for this amount of money what we want to do? Because there's salary caps, but the fact is there's not as many salary levels. It's like you're mid-level.
But they got Embiid at the highest level. They got Simmons at the highest level. They got Tobias Harris at the highest level.
If you're the Sixers, you say,
oh, you're in trouble.
He's only 22. That's what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
But he's only 22.
He has never shown an ability to shoot.
That is correct. But you say he's 22 years old. We're not pissing him off and having him go, I'm out, when he's only 22.
He's a core member. He's a core member. You got to pay core member max dollars. And that's why you better make sure who your core member is. And you know what? He's tradable. The contract's tradable. At the end of the day, you can trade into somebody else who has a max dollar contract. Like, it seems out of whack, but when you really think about it, can you move him? Yeah, you can move him.
Yeah. Guy who can't shoot. I know you know what, though? They are better. You know what? They're a better basketball team now, and he's a big part of it. So I guess. The problem is going to be filling in around. Now, you're stuck with those three. God forbid anything happens to those
three. If you were taking stock of that team.
You're stuck with four, because you got Horford now, too.
Yeah.
But he's older.
How long is his contract?
It's 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
older, where it's harder to move those contracts. Yeah. You got four guys. Like,
that's
I hope this is your squad.
If you're making decisions, you would say, and now they have a reasonable one in Josh Richardson, who will be their two guard. Right. But you would say the one that seems out of whack is the Tobias Harris one, because there's equity with Ben Simmons. Now, you gave up a lot to get Tobias Harris, but some people brought it up. Why is everyone trading Tobias Harris if he's so damn valuable? Why did the Clippers get better when Tobias Harris left?
Here's a question for you. I'm going to go through three players. You rank them as three-point shooters in order. Your center, Joel Embiid. Your power forward, Al Horford. And then your point guard, Ben Simmons. Your two bigs, your twin towers, and then your point guard. Rank them in best three-point
shooting order. Embiid, Horford, Simmons.
5-4-1.
Horford, Embiid, Simmons.
4-5-1. Welcome to today's NBA.
Who you got, Horford?
Horford's a better three-point shooter than Embiid. Embiid's, I think, a career 30% shooter. Now, Horford's not great, but he's better than Embiid.
Does this feel like the way that you win is to have a two bigs who can step out, but they have some talent, but you have two bigs on the floor at the same time, a point guard who can't shoot, I just don't feel like the spacing is going to be what you want. You're going to have to go old school with your offense with the ability to use one of them as a stretch. And I don't want it. I don't want Embiid stepping out of time.
He's five percentage points higher.
Who?
Horford.
Yeah.
What is Embiid at?
36 to 31.
Do you want Embiid shooting at 31%? No.
Not really.
Well,
not
but he's going to because Ben Simmons can't. You want any threes or not?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you rather him at about 58 to 62% down low?
Yeah.
The numbers would tell you yes.
Well,
that's what the math
and
is.
And that's a little surprise. Simmons, though, Simmons gets to the basket. He's a 56% shooter.
He's a in the open court, they're great. He is great in the open court.
He takes makeable shots.
And they turn – in the playoffs, when you know the game slows down, they turn him into like a Capella. Like he was the dunker when Jimmy or Tobias Harris would try to create. He was the guy catching lobs when the guys would come over to help. He didn't, obviously that's not what he wants to do because he's a point guard, but because he can't shoot the basketball, they had to find a way to make him not a black hole. So they had to put him in the dunker spot.
Well, do it. How tall? He's 6'9", right?
I know, but
well, do it.
I get what you're saying, but the mindset of that guy is saying, wait a minute. My whole life I've had the ball in my hands. I want the ball in my hands. But Brett Brown's like, you can't shoot. I can't have you out there if you can't shoot the basketball. So I got to put you in a spot.
I'm not sure that's the right mix, but like I said, Ben Simmons ultimately, when the time comes, they decide if they can't win with that, they can trade him. It's not gonna be.
And they probably won't figure that out for probably 3 years or so. He'll only be 25.
Yeah,
he's a tradable guy.
Hey, Dell, we got this. Dell, where does it say? First of all, one guy tells me to come over to Liverpool. That will never happen, except Phil Neville used to play. He also says, I don't know why Dell's ashamed to admit to dancing to Bust a Move. I was dancing to the rejoinder, and I don't dance ever.
Well, he was dancing with Mary.
I wasn't dancing. It's not even the dancing part.
Why doesn't he want to let people know?
It's not the dancing part. If I was dancing, I wouldn't care. It's that you're putting it like I was spinning an intern around dancing.
You were spinning her
around. I was not.
You came up from behind, grabbed her around the waist.
Stop saying I came up from behind.
Okay. Grab her around the waist.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not comfortable with that either.
No.
And then it just spontaneously started.
It didn't start at all.
Hold her close and then started.
I didn't hold her close. Stop saying that.
Art said this. When England scores, so the U.S., people were upset that Alex Morgan did the pinky finger
tea
celebration. When England and Art says, well, when England scores a goal, it wouldn't bother me if they celebrated by putting on a fat suit and stuffing their face with meats. And then he put hashtag Girls World Cup. I don't think that's what it's supposed to be. It's women's.
That is not what the English people were responding with. They weren't talking, oh, Americans fat, just eat food. They were saying...
Weed.
No, not that either. Well, that was what Piers Morgan said.
Yeah.
He said, it's not tea, it's dope. And then Rich Eisen said, it's tea, dope, calling him a dope. Huh. No, they were saying, well, next time one of English girls scores, maybe we should pull out guns and shoot up a school as a celebration.
Oh.
Who said that?
Plenty of English people, not like actual people you care about, but people on Twitter were saying
that's
that.
A little aggressive.
It's not the same thing.
Okay, because she drank tea? Okay, slow down, England, before we kick your ass again.
Maybe we'll
take your country next time.
All we do is kick their ass.
That's all we do in everything. And you know who else kicks ass? John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com and sell your car. What I need you to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. And he said, he was on here yesterday. He goes, I can take about 45 seconds. That's all. If you call him on his radio show on Saturday, it doesn't even take that long. You tell him, okay, I've got a 1997 Charger. Oh, okay. Well, John Clay Wolf knows exactly how much that's worth and how much he can give you for it. And then you go, oh, you know what? I'll take that. Or no, I want more for it. Well, I got to see the picture, and we'll see if it's going to be worth more than that. But John Clay Wolf is unbelievable, and so are his people. He buys, it's stupid how many cars this guy, thousands of cars a month. It's just ridiculous. He is so good at this, and he, you know what? He knows, I'm going to lose on some, I'm going to win on some. But I'm always going to give the best, the most, because if he doesn't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. He is going to send you $100 if he can't beat CarMax's offer. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So we have never talked about the ice cream licking girl. I saw yesterday that a lot of people were talking about a felony, a charge against her.
Well, tell the story for people who haven't seen this video.
She's in the... And why would you put that out on social media? Somebody videotapes her. She opens the freezer, gets the tub of... Was it Bluebell?
Yeah.
Licks the whole thing. Licks it. Puts and the cover back on.
She just bragged about having... apparently, her boyfriend's taping it. She had bragged about having the flu recently. Well, bragged. She had just said she had had the flu recently. And people are... pissed, and rightfully so.
That's crap. You know, I don't know. I guess everybody's just got to be more and more and more outrageous.
Well, yeah, she had a chance to go viral. That's amazing.
Yeah. I
went viral yesterday with some brisket. Really cool.
It's never a good thing to go viral.
No,
it's because then people find out about your dry ass brisket, or they find out about, you know,
shake your head,
about how you got the flu.
I'm shaking my head because you think I'm the worst. He has taken every opportunity to take a shot at you.
He's way up there today. He's gone up the rankings. It's Raheel 1. Mm. No, it's not. It's John 1. You and Raheel are 2A, 2B, and I'm last 4.
Mm. So anyway, I mean, if you... honestly...
This should be... In Texas law, it's a felony to tamper with consumer product if someone could be injured as a result.
And someone could be in it.
Asia said she had been ill and suggested by licking the ice cream, others might become ill too. In the video. Under state law, the tampering charge has varying degrees from first to third with punishment that includes fines and jail time. This is like when...
And you know what? She should be charged.
The donut shop that got... The donut shop that had lost all their business because that college campus claimed they were racist.
Yeah.
Because they stopped a shoplifter or whatever, and they decided... They sued and won... Millions. The only way we're going to stop people from doing stupid ass stuff and the viral nature of it is to prosecute to the fullest extent. Do I think she should go to prison for this? No. Do I think she should be arrested and others taught a lesson that you can, like, that's a serious thing. You don't open up if you knew you were eating someone else's spit.
No, and how about the loss of business, because I ain't buying that ice cream. I ain't buying that ice cream because it might be... Where does she live? Where's she from?
San Antonio.
Biznatch.
Yeah.
What in your state? What if I went... Yeah. What if they brought... Now, they just took it out of that freezer and they couldn't sell it and they brought it over here to my HEB. Then what?
People have been asking San Antonio police, why has she not been arrested and charged? But police said... Now, this was as of... When was this as of? This was as of July 2nd, yesterday. But police said they are not investigating and have not been contacted by Bluebell. In Texas law, it's a felony to tamper with consumer product. Someone could get hurt, blah, blah, blah. A person commits an offense if he knowingly or intentionally tampers with a consumer product, knowing that the consumer product will be offered for sale to the public. Upon conviction and depending on the degree, the punishment begins with a fine of up to $10,000 and prison time from 2 years to life. I'm guessing life's for the cyanide type. Not for licking ice cream. But the Food and Drug Administration addresses product tampering as well.
Well, here's the deal. Would Bluebell look better by charging her or worse? How will Bluebell look if they do say, hey, you got to press charges against this girl. She's tampering with our product.
How will they look? Like they're out there trying to take care of consumers and they're not chicken?
I guess. Well, I would. Wouldn't it be the store that should be doing this, not Bluebell?
Yeah, it happened. Wouldn't it? Well, yeah, in their store.
Yeah, but it's. I think technically, it's whose product is it? Is it on consignment, or has the store purchased it?
So a store purchases it.
The store purchased it.
Yeah.
Then it is the store's. Then yeah. Then the store can do it.
Yeah. If she.
Then why do they keep saying it's Bluebell?
I don't know. She would have to walk into Bluebell's factory. Lick an ice cream, and then film it, and then Bluebell.
That'd be bold. Yeah. That's a bold.
That's
move.
Why. That's where Bluebell has responsibility. It's the store's responsibility. Because if you steal an item, you steal Bluebell ice cream. It's not like Bluebell charges you with the crime.
Hey, and her boyfriend was the one. Like, you should do it. You should do it. You should do it. He needs to catch something.
What's that called? Incitement?
It is incitement. And let me tell you, if she gets punished, how do you think that relationship's going to go?
It depends on... she.
Best case scenario, he'll hear about this for the rest of his life. Best case scenario.
Look, if you are going to marry the girl who decides to lick ice cream and go viral, you deserve everything you get.
Yeah, but you made her
do it. It doesn't matter. If you are with a woman who's dopey enough to listen to you and do that, you deserve everything you get.
No, he should be too. For inciting a crime.
Yeah. I'm not against that.
Both of them. Idiots.
They deserve each other, to be honest with you.
We got to do the most outrageous, dumbest thing in this, and hope it goes viral. What do you think she's thinking today? You think she's thinking, boy, I'm glad I did that?
Or no.
How stupid was that?
She would have never done that.
You think?
Yeah.
But she's famous now.
I really don't think there's
anything. For how gross she is.
There's nothing good that came out of
what
that.
How's she going to monetize that? Is she just going to become, thing? She's going to be licking food and putting it back where she found it from?
I'm James Corden. And we've got a great show today. Maroon 5 is here. Yeah, Adam Levine. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but the video of a girl licking ice cream, she's here. Asia is here from Saturday. Everybody, yes? Clear? Well, she's here to lick ice cream tops.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, you say that. Ariana Grande? What did she do?
She's famous before that.
Hey, she's fine. Well, hey. She
hates bleeping Americans, and she's licking donuts.
Oh, yeah, she did lick a donut.
Cupcakes. Does Asia, is that her name? Does she make bangers like Ariana Grande does?
No, she doesn't.
Because if she doesn't make bangers, that's not the right comparison.
I don't know. She's got a little edge. She's got a nose ring. She looks like she might be trying to make some bangers.
She might, but I don't have proof of that.
You don't know?
I asked you. That's what I said. That's why I asked a question. I don't know. I asked you a question.
All right. Pull up on SoundCloud. Here's what I want you to search. SoundCloud.com.
Ice cream liquor.
And Asia.
I'm not doing that.
And see if she comes up.
If Asia makes bangers, then go lick all the food you want.
That's not how we should do that, Dell.
He compared her to one of the most special artists on the face of the earth right now. Is Asia Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande does have a big voice.
Now, there's another girl. Did you see this one? She's doing it, too. Now,
Oh, my God.
You know what? This is like a challenge.
Oh, this doesn't... I mean, come on.
Is it Bluebell, too, or is it a different ice cream?
Yeah, it was a different ice cream.
But luckily, that's on social media, too.
Yeah. Steve says, Bluebell and other ice cream providers are going to have a sealed lid after this video fiasco.
Thanks, you dumb, stupid asses.
Halo Top is safe. Yep. Halo Top has it, but Bluebell doesn't.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is so... Are you kidding me? And they're putting it out there.
You got to see how much she's doing.
This is a... Okay, dumber challenge. This one or drinking Tide?
Tide, because that will kill you.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods can really hurt you. I think it's inefficient. That's my biggest problem.
No, but you can hurt other people with this.
There are other people. I don't care about that. Tide... This one's inefficient. If you're going to do it, take a spoon. Take a scoop of ice cream with a spoon. Cover the lid. No one opens up the lid to see if someone put their spoon in it. Get an actual dollop of ice cream. What are you doing?
This is horrible. She's really going to town on this ice cream, too, though.
Oh, this one's terrible. Yeah. That's way worse than the other girl, if there is such a thing.
See, this is... kids are the dumbest. I mean...
It really is.
Copycat
stuff.
I really thought we were dumb.
It's like copycat murders. Are you kidding me? I'm done trusting at all. This is just stupid. The copycat stuff that teenagers will do is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Of course, I don't know if she's a teenager.
All for fame.
All to have some friends.
What if she's an HEB employee? Did this to get people to buy less Bluebell and more Creamy Creations?
Oh, creamy Creations right, is
not
good.
A bad
I'm just telling you right now. We get Creamy Creations.
Finesse.
Yeah. Family gets creamy Creations. It's good.
You think Scott McClellan's behind this?
No, I don't think he's behind this. He's busy working with Yordan right now.
Oh, no,
hey,
please
Yordan,
don't.
I've got a great video for you. Knee banger.
No. Bang. Don't put what?
Oh, look at this. But from the outset, Asia not only did not appear to be shy about licking, rather she not only boasted but challenged others to do the same. And there's myriad evidence, including screen grabs of her post before she shuttered her Instagram, but also on Snapchat videos where she brags she's become famous on Twitter and she did not even have a Twitter account.
You see? No, she's thrilled she did this, even though she could face charges. Oh, my God. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You know what you need? A work suite.
This is why you post up in. See, this is why you can't trust. When you're at work suites and you have your own, you know, you can have your own little office right there in a communal workspace. And you can do it one of two ways. They do have communal workspaces where you go in and you can go into a work suites location and you pay very low monthly rate and you have access to the office whenever you want it. Now, typically, you're going to have shared spaces that you can go into. But instead of going to your coffee shop, why don't you go into your work suite's location if that's what you want to do? You want to pop in and out for a couple hours? That's perfect over there because they've got all the amenities that you need as a personal little office space. Now, maybe you want your own office. Well, they have leases that go from 4 months up to 24 months. So whether you are looking for a micro office, just something small that can be your home base and you can get your work done out of it with you know, your door to close and nice, cool air conditioning and all the amenities that you need from an IT to mail, UPS, FedEx, they've got that for you. But if you're a big company, let's say you are downsizing, and you want to go smaller and save money, they can do that for you as well. They can go up to 50 people in a big office environment there in the Woodlands location. And generally speaking, they go 1 to 20 at all the other locations. Oh, and by the way, if you're tired of making the commute into downtown, Sugar Land and the Woodlands have locations for you where you can just get offices there and you don't have to make those long drives and give away that much of your personal time and your free time. Work suites. If you want a professional environment that's waiting for you with opportunities to get a package of anything that you want from their own office furniture added to bringing your own in, you can get it with WorkSuites. Go to WorkSuites.com. That's WorkSuites.com.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5. We got some Bluebell comments coming here. John wants to comment on Bluebell. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the corporate, Bluebell Corporate. They sent me to the consumer department, which is pretty cool because it's obviously not just some phone bank with a bunch of morons answering the phone. It was somebody from the department. They assured me that they're working with police right now and something's going to get done.
Really?
So she's in for it one way or another.
She's happy, though. She seems to be happy about it.
Yeah.
And other kids are following. Up. This is turning into a challenge now, which is the dumbest freaking thing ever. Well, good. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking that out.
Sorry the Black Mirror is always so accurate. Anytime you want to see what the world's going to come to, just watch Black Mirror. You'll be fine.
Justin wants to get in here. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey, I actually had a little info about how they seal those lids. They've actually come out, and I've asked that incident happened. They have said something, but my wife has actually been on a tour at the Bluebell factory, and they say, you know, whenever you get a new one, it's kind of a pain in the ass to get the lid off. You got to kind of work to get the lid off of it.
Yeah.
Well, after they seal it up, they turn it upside down, and then they flash freeze it, which creates a vacuum and a seal. So they said, if you go buy a new tub and the lid's not a pain in the ass to get off, then return it because it's been tampered with.
Gotcha.
Well, now it's going to end up being a whole giant thing of plastic. I mean,
Well, maybe they go to that, or yeah, just warn people. It is a pain in the ass to open a Bluebell. That's for sure. So that's good. If it's not, then somebody's been in there licking it.
Let me ask you a serious question. If you press charges against everyone you see, because they're going to be smart enough to post everything on social media, if you press charges and they're hit with big fines that they have to pay, or their parents have to pay if they're minors, you don't think that's going to slow it down?
Yeah, I do.
You can't just let things slide.
You can't just let it go.
Or the viral nature of this will take off. Every kid. And they're not going to do it unless they can. It doesn't exist unless they can post a video for other people.
Well, and I'll bet, you know, the thought was immediately, well, how will Bluebell, and you know that their PR department's like, well, how are we going to look if we're going after a little girl, a young girl who just licked it? I mean, are we going to, a felony charge? Really?
But consumers are.
Yeah.
It's not their, hey, the law, the statute of the laws and what
states,
it
entails, right.
That's not, they didn't make this.
No, right.
It's food safety.
Right.
It's a hazard.
Well, then I don't know why do the cops need Bluebell to press the charges when they could just look and a crime was committed and let's go arrest her.
Let me ask you a question. Who was worse, her or the other one? The other girl did it even more.
Yeah, did it even more. Well, what's the difference how much you look at?
Well, what I'm saying is you can't, what if somebody has hepatitis or whatever,
right.
Whatever you have the flu and you get sick. Flu has killed.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Flu has killed. Yeah, you got to press charges, you just have to make an example out of 2, 3, 4 people, and this one gets shut down. Because the only way people will do it is if they can post it, because in their world, it doesn't exist unless you post it, unless people see it.
Right.
So just shut it down. Just be really, and if Bluebell really cares, if anyone really cares, they will do it, and they don't care what anyone says. Well, I guess don't be looking, because last I checked, people seem pretty unhappy about
this. Well, I would imagine Bluebell, because John called and, you know, asked and said, well, yes, we're definitely, I would imagine Bluebell got inundated with phone calls about this, saying, what the hell? I mean, you got to do something about this. So I guess public sentiment would say, no, it's a positive. But you know how public sentiment turns. Oh, really? That poor little girl. Oh, she made one mistake. We're going to charge her with a felony and blah, 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 blah. And in the end, it's going to look like big, bad Bluebell is being a bully here. So that's a real possibility here. That's probably what, you know, we got to watch how we go about this. But I don't understand. If somebody commits a crime, why do they need Bluebell? Why do they need Bluebell? You see a crime, and the best thing about kids today is they post all their crimes. You posted the crime. Why does Bluebell have to make any charges against them when we saw a crime?
Oh, the police have a, I don't know if they have a division, but they have people who monitor, like, social media to see, oh, this person did this?
Yeah.
Let's go take a look at him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned before, if she stole the ice cream, wouldn't it be the store's responsibility to press charges? What's the difference?
Right.
She tampered with something. She committed a crime in the store. Why isn't the store the one who has to handle it?
Right. They keep saying it was just a joke and they actually bought the ice cream. Well,
hope you got can a receipt you prove that?
She put it back. It's just a joke.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah,
if there's not a receipt for it, you go. That's a real easy one. Is there a receipt?
Well, I guess
for tin roof.
I paid cash and I threw the receipt out.
Well, I guess they have a camera. They'll be able to see.
Yeah. I paid cash and I threw the receipt out.
I don't keep my store receipts.
Well, but how many receipts do you keep from your grocery store?
Doesn't matter. There's no. That means that there's no proof.
Well, there's a camera.
Well,
they have cameras.
You got tin roof?
Yeah, that's true.
They'd be able to tell. All you have to, well, that store has cameras. So all we have to look at, see, was a ice cream? Was that ice cream purchased? And if it was, then she's not lying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
And then she incited everyone else to do it. It doesn't matter if she bought it. And then she incited, and guess what? Other things have happened.
I believe Bluebell is still getting over the PR nightmare of the listeria, says Lamont. I agree. And they don't want this smoke, too.
So why don't they just not do anything then? That'll be a smart move.
Well, but this is a job for the police, not Bluebell. What is Bluebell? Why does Bluebell have to get involved in it? Let the police saw a crime, go prosecute.
Yeah, they don't have a crime and punishment arm. Does Bluebell?
No.
That's a police thing.
That's a police thing. I don't see why Bluebell's got to be involved in this. Oh well. 713-780-3776. Let's catch up. Raheel's going to join us on the other side right here. Get his thoughts on Bluebell ice cream. licking Bluebell ice cream. What do you think Raheel
thinks? He's probably going to say...
It's a positive or a negative?
He's probably going to say you should be ordering a different ice cream. You should be buying a different ice cream anyway.
You know what?
You should be getting Halo Top anyways, what he should say.
He'll probably say, you know what? Just go eat spicy chicken sandwiches.
You should, from Miko's.
Yeah, you did.
They're really good.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah, Miko's Houston. I think you can find them on Instagram. They're right around here, Chimney Rock and West Hymer.
We got our own little food court. Chimney Rock and West Hymer. Yeah, we got our own little food truck court just right over there by where the... It's right next to where the
Kolache Factory.
But also there's a place that sells fish.
And there's they're in that parking lot where that mechanic. It's a Goodyear, I think, or Valvoline. Yeah. Not sure
the frozen,
what it is.
The frozen fish the shrimp that you like to put in the freezer.
No, he gets those from HEB.
That's an ice pack.
Oh. Why don't you talk?
By the way, that's been there 4 years. My wife showed me that. She goes, "Wow, this has been here for 4 years." Like whenever Mahdi breaks an arm again, that's what put the mean. Shrimp on it.
Yep. All right, well, men's tea clinic. You know what? Maybe Mahdi needs some more testosterone.
She doesn't because she's a girl. What she does need, though, is maybe some more calcium. I don't know about that, but I just know about men's tea clinic. They do what they do, and their strength is in making sure that your testosterone levels, which are produced naturally by the body, stay at the levels they're supposed to be. There's a certain level where you get the benefits of having energy. You get the benefits of having better lean muscle mass. You get the benefits of having things like better libido, a better drive at the workplace. All of that is available to you when you go to my good friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. It just takes one trip, and there's locations all over the place where you can, you know, there's 5 different locations, and they hit all areas of Houston. Get in there and find out where your testosterone levels are. And if your testosterone levels are low, that's something that is correctable through Men's Tea Clinic, and they can correct it fairly quickly. Your energy boost will be immediate, and then you start to see real body type differences within 2 to 3 months is all it takes for your levels to really start to balance out in your body. MensTeaClinic.com, MensTeaClinic.com. All you have to do is go to the website and find a location nearest you. Find out what your testosterone level is today at MensTeaClinic.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.